where are we? We are up to the beginning of the bottom of the page.
There was a couple that were engaged and she was pregnant.
Here we just started.
I held him off for you.
Okay, Yugimel Beis, the very last line. There was a couple that were engaged and she fell pregnant. The Osu Lekamed Rabbi Yosef, it came before Rabbi Yosef. He, Amra, she says, Minei. She said, Minei, this child is from this man, my husband, my fiance. But who am I? Minoy, and he agrees. This child is ours. We're only engaged, but it's our child. Amra, Rabbi Yosef, my nechila, what's the problem? What's the issue here? First of all, Chadu the Kamaydi, there's no dispute. They both agree that this is their child. Even if he would disagree, that we believe her anyway. So therefore, no issues. Rashi, Tapad, Imenoi, Emes, Bimene, who have my own. This addition you said now doesn't really make sense. Are you trying to tell me that if the husband protests, Rabbi Gamliel still would have said we believe her? Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Talmud Shinna, you clever one. Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel, takad halacha Gamliel, you believe her. But I don't want you to follow, even though we learned yesterday's Gemara, that Rabbi Gamliel holds it that we believe her regardless if the Reif supports her or not, because she has a migan chazaka. But I want you to know that that even though the halacha Gamliel, don't follow it. In practice, don't do anything about it. When there's not, unless there's a roiv kshedin, and over here, since she's engaged to this man, the rest of the world is us to her. So most of the world is roiv psulin. So we even Gamliel wouldn't trust her. The halacha roiv psulin atzla. So Rabbi Yehuda says back to Abaya. So you think that Gamliel is only limited to roiv kshedin, only if majority of people are kosher. So let me ask you a question. It doesn't make sense. First you say halacha halacha Gamliel in all circumstances, whether it's a roiv or not, and then you say, but don't do it. So what do you mean halacha is like if atle sabid uvda? What does that mean? Elamai is like, what do you think Shmuel was telling you, Rabbi Yehuda? Lechatchila, better not to follow it, but the Eved, if it's already done, we always follow Gamliel. Lechatchila, only for Reb Kshedim, but the Eved, even Reb Sulun. Now that she's already pregnant, it's like the Eved. So what are you going to do? So you have no bread, and we follow Gamliel. Rashi. Sorry? Exactly what I'm saying here. Once she has a baby, it's a question of what happened. Now, what if you're asking tomorrow, but here's the question what happened.
How is Shaykh to say Reb Kshedim if once she's married to one person, it's called an impossible?
Sorry?
When did she ever have roiv kshedin?
All the missions before. If it happened before she got engaged, what happened? You know,
she's a
pnuya and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. He should have married. Yeah. Lashi. Halachat chilim bo, koin li mole bezin, but koin comes to bezin. Can I marry this woman out? Lo shanini le koin. So you won't let him marry. We don't, even though she says a story that she was, that it happened before, let's say, or she's a mukaz eitz, loved after we believe her, lachat chile to tell the koin, go marry her. Unless she was a rev shaden. But over here, she's already had a kid, the evet. Im nisa has koin, lima lima fkin, they won't take it away. When I'm given a mission, she's pregnant. But I'm going to go uber. Well, lo isa la oris. If you don't believe her, you're going to have to divorce her. We don't do that. Says so we learned in the mission, in the last couple of missions, that Yeshua is the one who says we don't trust the word. She says, he says, loim mepia anuchai. Freddie Gemoro, me Omar Rabbi Yeshua, ain't a menace. Did Rabbi Yeshua say we don't believe her? But Aminu, let me ask you a question: the famous case of the Almonas Issa, which is very convoluted. We'll just learn Rashi's. Hey, did Rabbi Yeshua himself testified with Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder? Almonas Issa, a woman that's like a dough, that's a big mixture compounded with sveikis. She kshedah lekohuna. What's the case? So Rashi's first shot. Let's do Rashi. What's the case? What's the widow over here? That she's a widow of a kohen who is a suffolk chol, because his mother was married to a person, and then his mother received a divorce from that person. Suffolk karov loy, suffolk karov loy. Questionable whether she was actually divorced or not, because the get was closer to him. She was not divorced. Closer to her, and she was divorced. Then, a while later, her husband died. She then married a kohen, but it's a suffolk if she's allowed to marry a kohen. Because if she was divorced, she's a grusha. Grusha not married a kohen. If she was not divorced, then her husband died. She's a widow. She is allowed to marry a kohen. She married a kohen. That child was born. That child now is a suffolk chol, because if his mother was a divorcee, he's a chol. If her mother was a widow, he's not a chol. And then this guy married this woman, and she's an almana of anisa. And the question is, can she go ahead and marry a kohen and so on and so forth? It's called Almanas Issa. So Rabbi Yeshua testified that she's kosher lakuna because she's a suffering kosher lakuna. And she goes around saying that I'm all right. So we see Rabbi Yeshua believes her. In our previous mission, we shouldn't believe a word she said. And over here, suddenly he believes her. What's going on here? Dashi. Issa lashon suffik, a doe that's a suffik. Almanas Issa, she born mikoyach suffik chol. She's linked to a suffik chol. Okay, like later on, she needs to be a suffik chol in her family, in her husband's family. There's a suffik chol. You're going, for example, shezorak bal imayrishin, that the husband of the mother first go through a get to her suffik get suffik chol suffik chol vameis, and then later the husband died. Vinim tazu suffik rusha suffik almanas. So the mother is a suffik when she divorces her widow. Then he's a kohen. She married a kohen. V'ha'il met a ben had a son. Zehu safik chol. That son is a safik chol who married this woman. V'hei is Rabbi Yeshua al monos shazeh. The almon of that safik chol. She ksheda. She can now go ahead and marry a kohen. Alma mukmin la chazaka. And what's the svara? Obviously, we rely on the chazaka. But I mean, al tafsilena lezu misaf. This almona, before she married this kohen, was able to marry any kohen she wanted. So therefore, her chazaka is cheskas kashas. Now she married a suffik chol. Don't let the suffik interfere. And we rely on the chazaka. This is Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. And that's what Rabbi Shua is saying it.
Why don't we say in her case, there's a
svek
sveka? What's
the svek?
That suffik kod of law and suffik kod of law.
That's the one suffik we have here. That's the second suffik.
Isn't there a that?
No. That is the suffik. That is the suffik.
There's a suffik and
the other thing is created by that suffik. It's not.
It's one suffik. And then he died.
Status,
so what is it?
The status was a suffik, and then she wouldn't marry the kohen.
So nothing changed. Exactly. Still, so the same suffik.
So her status was a suffik.
But you ask a question, we're asking about his answer according to one version of Rashi. You're comparing this case Almanas Issa to the Mishnah before. When she married here the Safik Chol, obviously by Deke, she can marry any coin. Why would she marry a Safik Chol? She must have done her checks. Venisaza, she married, so we can rely that she did the checks and she knows her husband wasn't a Chol. Over here, Isha Mazana, Badek Mazana. In the previous case, we're talking about she was Mazana. You think she checks out the pedigree of the one she's Mazana with? And that's the Gittog. That's why she doesn't believe her. Dashi. By Dekas, Venisa, Vieshlemish, Shabotka, Achar, Eisen, Gedishin. She, after the divorce, she checked into it. Vahugala, she was informed, she caught a lawyer. It was actually not a valid divorce, and therefore the mother was a widow, and the child is not a Chol. When his Garsha, Klal, never divorced, Valmona, Haisa, Vikshela, and she was a mother, and therefore her son is, and she was a married, and the son is not a Chol. By Dekas, Mazana, bit me. Omar, Rabbi says, Rabbi Tabaya, you asked me a question from Rabbi Gabi Shur, Rabbi Shur, and I answered you, but the truth of the matter is that.
This is the same kind of a Bidikas, a woman who.
Yeah,
it turns out.
Yeah,
and
every woman wants to make sure she doesn't taint her children and everything else. She wants to make sure her children are good. She doesn't have chalolim as children.
So it's the same sort of dicker that she goes to the bed and says, "Yeah, you've done your checks, that's right. And we'll allow you." So she's
here's a better chance than over there. Over there, is she tacking going to find somebody else who was there at the war or the scene to see her bed? Here, she's going back to the town and starts investigating people who were there who saw the Adim and go back to the Adim. Maybe there has to be Aiden by a get, so maybe they remember. Oh, my Rosa, Rabbi, I'll be sure, Kashi, I'm going to go to Kashi. Why don't you ask a question? I'm going to go as well. Well, Tony said, Gamliel is the one who always believes her, yet in the safe of this very Bryce, it says, Omelem Gamliel, Kibalnu Aidu Seichem. I trust what you're saying. Abba Manasa, we're not going to put it in practice. We're not going to trust the girl Baal Manasisa. Shadi Goza Rabbi Yechel Mezakai, Shaloi Lohoishi Bezin Al Kach. We're not going to waste our time to set up a Bezin to allow this woman to marry another Kohen. Interesting why. Shah Kohenim were very frum. Shaymin Lachem Lerachik. If you as a Rav come to a Kohen and say, hey, this is also for you, they'll jump at you and listen to you straight away. Abba Loi Lekad, if you come and say, this is every Kumakel's all right, they won't listen because Kohenim are very strict. So even though you're right, technically maybe we can allow this woman, we're not going to allow it because Kohen won't listen anyway. No, so I'm Gamliel here, the one who's making till now, who trust her, or we don't trust her. Rashi. You heard this. In our preceding mission, I'm a little truster because she comes out with a certainty, a body. I was Nenis after I was raped, after we got engaged. Or Mukus 8 and so on and so forth. She knows what she's saying, or Koyinu. In all of these cases, she's saying with a certainty. That's why we trust her over here. She doesn't know if the mother of this Koyin, did she receive a get, didn't she receive a get. It's only a Shema. Therefore, there's nothing to trust her. That's why Rabbi Gamliel does not trust her. All the previous cases, she says with a certainty this is what happens, and we trust her. He just knows only a Shema. Rashi, somebody must listen here. I met his bodily. I know for a fact. I live with a koyin. We're not sure. Not a question. Why not? Hossam over there, chad sveka. Over there, there's only one suffix. Hocha today sveka. Over there, there's one suffix. And over here, there are two svekas. On all our cases, there's only one suffix. And therefore, we don't trust it. Here, there are two. What's a svek sveka here? Like Rimi said before, svek sveka. It's a different kind of a svek sveka. The suffix is in the mother. And then we transfer that suffix to the child. Even though it's exactly the same suffix, it's because there's two different people, we call it svek sveka. And that's why Yeshua believes in Mekel. And that's why all the Rishonim have a problem with this Pshat and Rashi, because where do we find such a sex faker? But Rashi, first Pshat, Chat Sveika, Masisa Chat Sveika, he Sofik Nivul Kosha, Sofik Nivul Pasal. When we saw with a man, we don't know who that guy is. One Sofik, who is this guy? Shari Lebozel of Nainu, Vilu Bosh, I mean, Makir Bosh, we don't know who he is. Hocha Gabi Amanaziza, Tres Faker, why? Emo Shal Sofik Chol's Abundance, first of all, is the mother. The He Atma Leinessa Elma Sofik, she herself is only a Sofik. The zoo shabar machas but no kodla sex faker, and because now we're transferring the suffix from the mother to the son, that's called a sex faker. What's the logic in that? Hard to understand, but that's what it's called a sex faker.
One, the outcome of the
100%.
But it's the one event. It's the one event.
That's what I'm saying. So usually a sex faker, you have two separate.
That's
exactly.
Tezis uses the expression zedoch. This pshat and ash is very far-fetched. Where do you find such a sex faker?
To offer an alternative.
Of course, Rashi himself offers an alternative. Tezis like the second pshat. Even though the second pshat lechede is a lot. He learns a totally different pshat, like this. Almanas Isa, that Alman herself is like a dough, compounded with sveikas. This is what happened. Isha, shehibala svek sveika. Her husband was a svek sveika. Keep going. She is garsha imay mebaila harishin. This is what happened. Her first husband's mother was divorced. Like before, like Rashi, Sofik Kod of Law, Sofik Kod of Law. But what happened was, V'meiz B'toy Shloish Chadoshim. The husband died within 3 months, and she remarried straight away to a kohen. She was married to Yisrael, he died within 3 months. Now there's a double sveika. First of all, whose child is it? Is it the child from the first husband? Then everything is all right. Child from the second husband. And even if it's a child from the second husband, who was a kohen, was she divorced? If she was divorced, she had no right to live with the second husband, the child is a chol. So now the child is a sex faker. Maybe he was from the first husband, there's no problem. It's not a koyim, but he's not a chol either. Or the child from the second one, sofik gerusha of kreva. So it's a sex faker. That's a sex faker. Then he says, the koyim, the chadosh, the old, is a sofik shubet yisrisha, and the sofik, 9 months of the first one, the koshin, koshin. We don't care whether she was Mugiresh or not because it came from the husband. She fell pregnant before the divorce. I feel like even if she cheated and it was after the divorce, but who Yisrael? He's a Yisrael of all kinds, so she's nothing wrong. She's allowed to live with the Yisrael. The Safik ben Shiva Lachra, maybe it's a second husband, son of a coin, son of a coin. But he's Safik Chol, and now it's a Safik Chol because maybe the mother's divorced. Had a Svek Sveka. First of all, Shema ain't a Benoishal Kohen. First of all, who said Chal's a Kohen? Maybe it's the son of the first husband. And the Im Tim Tzalem of Benoyu, Shema Laisim Agrusha, Elam Mana. Maybe he was allowed to live with her. Lachakarli Isa. Why is it called a dough? She Yeshba Eruve Svekas Harba has a mixture of Betty Svekas, Ki Isa Zu, She Belusa. Like this dough, it's all mixed up. When he wants to later on, says anyone that's mixed in there a sofik chol, this is what it means. There's a sofik, not a sofik chol, but a sofik of a mixture of a chol in here as well. Maybe it's a chol as well. Nitma means this adiv got mixed in. Okay.
So in other words, you have to have two events.
Tay says that Isa is only bringing our condition. That Isa means the family. We call Isa's mishpachas. That bubbles Isa the gabe. We never use it on an individual person. And they were talking about that he came from a family. The whole family is a suffix of chalal.
What did they say? What's the
bubble? Not is Isa the gabe of Yisrael.
Isa means it's clean. No.
Bubble is not clean. I saw the yuchsin on the bubble. Only those yuchsin. The rest is not.
Yeah, but theoretically, therefore, all the problems came to Yisrael. So therefore, was left in bubble.
The way around. The yuchsin went to Yisrael. Was left behind in bubble. Is all the sveikas. And if a bubble, the Gabi Echisro is like Isa, like a dough. So Teza says Isa means that the whole family knows he comes from, this guy comes from a family That's
no. So
okay, we'll learn the right division, we'll see. But the Issa is referring to the people that are a Suffolk. So so bottom line is, Tace has learned that the family is a Suffolk, and then this guy has a Suffolk of whatever it is. So that's what Sfek Sfek is, and etc. Okay, back to Gemara.
One way, it's not a good
marshal. Marshal, you're right, actually. It's a Sroll's Issa to Bubble. Not that Bubble, yes, it's a Sroll's Issa to Bubble. Bubble and pure.
Issa is the problem.
Issa is the problem, though. So, you want to write? Nothing more explains. Because she says with a certain the last thing mission she was certain, even though it's only one suffix, we trust her. We trust her because in the beginning of Chazak, and he holds a Shema, this last case. Over here, in the case of Almanas Issa, she doesn't know what really happened with the mother of her husband. Even though he passes, he holds the body's worthless. If it's a suffix, what happened here? We don't trust her at all. The body Nami puzzle. The Kile Sfek Sfeker, we learned Ezuhi Almanas Issa. What's the case of an Almanas Issa? Kol she ain't ba. There is no question here of leimim shum mamzedus. There's no question of a mamzedus. The leimim shum the sin. There's no question of a sin. Also asim. The leimim shum avdim malachim. Look more avodah zareh that the king, the shalom el servants, they were rich and they dafke married Yiddish girls and caused all these problems. If we don't have any of these fakers, that's called almanas isa. Rashi, ezuhi almanas isa sheidu olav shikshet es kosher. Kol she ain beiruvei sfeik. Amongst the fakers that we have, we do not include loy suffik mamzedus, loy suffik the sinners, the loy suffik adam lachem. Because there will be a suffik mamzedus, a whole different story. Then we'll be machre. Because you don't have a suffik mamzedus, that's not the question. The only question here is suffik chol. We're lenient. There's no suffik. Nobody suffik adam lachem. El suffik chol about it. Because the only thing that we're worried about is chol. We're lenient. Shem hachi noket avdim lachem. Shem avdei shleimim. Shehoyu ashirim. They were rich. Shem bali zroyim and forceful. We had this gemara bamas. The nostru lehem benois yisrael, and they were given the girls, the Yiddish girls. Kugain zadei shalhudus. Shoye ever the beis chashmeray. The governor yodim malach. And they therefore they took a lot of girls and the avodim. They were going.
So Cholol is a
kosher
yid in all aspects, except
he's possibly avoided. Yeah, yeah. And through him and everything else, of course. Shamaiti, Rav Meir argues on the Kama. He says, Shamaiti, I heard, Kol she'ein bo echem mikol elu, if he doesn't have any one of these three failures of Mamzer in the scene, and Avdei Melech, Masin Lekun. So right away, everybody's going to jump and say, what's the Chil of Meir and Tanakama? Saying exactly the same thing. Rashi Shemait Lekama, Poro Chayne Tanakama. The Tanakama, Nami Ochom, the Mishur, the Enkoba, the Kol Eilu, you don't have any of these Psulim, hey, you do all the Lachas Kosher. Okay. Next opinion, in Rav Meir itself. That's your version of Meir, but Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Mishum Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Elazar says the name of Rav Meir. The Chayne, Rav Shimon ben Asya, I'm a Kidvar, Rav Shimon Asya said the same thing. He holds a Meir, says something else. Eizui Almonas Issa. You know what Almonas Issa is? That questionable Almona that we're Meiko with? Kol Shenitma Bo Sofik Chol. That if they got mixed in the Sofik Chol, we're lenient. Then he says here, Makirin Yisrael Mamzedim Shebenem. We know all the Mamzedim amongst us. So in other words, if there's a Suffolk Mamzed, there's no such thing because we know whoever's a Mamzed. If we don't know that this family's Mamzedim, then there's no, everything's all right. But the Ein Makirin Chalolin Shebenem. But we don't know the Chalolin, which means that if there was a Chol, a Suffolk Chol, maybe Tak is a Chol, and we'll be Machmer. Sort of contradicting himself. Starts of saying that if the Sofi Chol were lenient, then he concludes that we don't know who the Chalolim are, we're Machmed. What's going on here? Rashi, Makirin, Yisrael, Mamzer, Shemem, Sofi, Mamzer, Yeshlach, Lahach, Shasar, Mamzer, Machshad, Yim, Mamzer, Havim, Meid, Yod, everyone would know. But the Ein Makirin Chalolim, Shemem, Sofi Chol, Yeshlach, Yisrael, Pasuk, Kam, Pari, Chol, Amid, you just said, Eizu, Yalman, Zisa, Kol, Shenitma, you just started off saying, if there's a Sofi Chol, we're lenient, and then he concludes, Sofi Chol, we're strict. Shaykham, Amos, Sofi Chol, Kosher. Amma, let's analyze the Brisa. He started off saying Tanakam, but said, Ezu Yalmanas Issa, Kosha ain't bo Lemishum Mamzaid. There's no question of Mamzaidus here, Lemishum, the sin is Lemishum Abdul Malach, is Mashma Hochol, but it is a question of Chol Kosha. That's the easy one, it's Kosha. No, well, before we go further, what's the logic? Chol is also possible that I said, might not come in if there's a Safik Mamzaid, we say, no, we don't trust her. Safik in the sin, we don't trust her. But if we're not sure if her husband was a Chol, we say, oh, we'll be lenient, everything's all right. Why? Maishna Hana Doraisa, Chol Nami Doraisa, they're all Doraisa. Rashi, how chol kosher so safi chol lepo and pasul? Imagine how the pasul safi to do the raisim should the vadoim poisim the teira. Had if this woman would have lived one night with a mamzer, one night with a goy, One night, Eved HaMelech, she can never live with a kohen again. And the same thing applies to a chol. If she lived one night with a chol, she'll never live with a kohen again. So what's the difference? We learned in Gemara Bama, the Vadoyin Poistim and Atoyda Bebiya, if they Vaday had a relationship with one night stand with any of these people, she can never ever marry a kohen again. The Nafkalam Yibamas Bechisil Izor, if she even lives with a strange person, Kibin Shenivul, Apostle, she's Apostle. He shouldn't, if he lives with the wrong person, he will desecrate his children. Just like he ruins with his beer. So too, his children will become possible. He passes his wife and he passes his kids. So that's questionable. Furthermore, Vasu Amar Ameir says, sounds like Ameir is saying the same thing. Shamati, I heard. If you don't have one of these things, Masin Likuna. If you don't have one of these psulim, it's Masin Likuhuna. That you're allowed to marry a coin. Nuhayin Tanakama? Sounds like only one of these three. Isn't that the same as Tanakama? What's the difference? Vasu, furthermore, he starts off saying, what's considered almonazita we're lenient with? If there's a doubt of she lived with a chol, we're lenient. And then you finish off saying, we recognize the mamzadin says, asafi, don't worry about it, it's lenient. But the ain makidin chalol in shibene, we don't know who the chalol man is, asafi, we'll be machmir. What's going on here? Amri Deshi, you start off saying chol kosher. What's going on here? Rashi, Rav Shimon Loza, the Sefer, the Milzareish, the Milzapadi, we're asking the end to the beginning. We tell you, Sefer, ain't makidin chalol and shibnei, we don't recognize the chalol and ma, which means we're always machma. Mashma efshe, chol avloi, makidin, we do not recognize. Alm Isla, the apostle. Vereisha, amad eza, amon is Isa, vihichshe, koshid, ruha, pav, chol. And you, it sounds like you're saying that if it's a safi chol, we are lenient. What's going on here? Amad, Rabbi Yech, I said this pshat. Mamze, if you accuse this person of being a mamze, tzavach, he screams, what are you talking about? I'm not a mamze. But when you accuse him of being a chol, shaitzik, he's quiet. This is how the Madame Shifan Ozlim Pshat and Rashi how Ozlim Pshat and Gemara. So you're not two separate cases. You called a mamza, you protested. Or a separate case, you called a guy a chol and he's quiet. Talking about the same person. When you accuse a mamza, he protests. But when you accuse him of a chol, he's quiet. What's that silence mean? How do we read this silence? Ika benai, that's the machlekes. Tanikama sovar, kol posel, the korele v'shasi, posel. If you accuse somebody of a psul and he's quiet, he's posel. Especially in light of the fact that when he protested other psulim and bechol, he's quiet, which means lechayda.
He's maida.
So we, in this case, the Tanakhama says he's takachol. Welcome to Tanakhama. Ezui almanas isa. What's almanas isa? Kol she'ein ba. There isn't loyishtek mamzedes. There was no silent by mamzedes. The loyishtek in the sin. No silent by the sinners. The loyishtek avdim alachim. There's no silence when you called them an eved. The loyishtek chol. Nor was there silence when you called them chol. He protested each one. If he protested each one, so therefore we're going to be mekel. Now we're going to say nothing happened here. And we're going to be lenient with this woman. Rashi, that's the Tanakhama. The chol of the shaysik ike benai. Amri echin and mamzer zavich chol. Adam sheke shekoyren a mamzer who tzavich screams. Uke shekoyren a chol. And then when you call him a chol, shaysik is quiet. Ike benai mei Tanakhama. That's the difference. Ube Tanakhama, the brais libe la mei, but she was a libe la mei. That's the case. Tanakhama, sova, says Rashi, kol psul de korle, vishaz a puzzle. If you accuse somebody of something and he's quiet, he's definitely possible. The haidoi, it's an admission. The chol she'ein ba, loy mishum mamzedes. So when it says in the braisa here that there's no accusation of mamzedes, means he was never quiet. He protested each one of them. The kamar ashtik is kaif. Ha'ra kamar. Ezu amon zisho lahakshe, chol she'ein ba, loy shtek mamzedes, loy shtek mamzedes, mekivon the tola time of ashtika. When does the kamar say, only when he admits, by being silent, hu hadin lechol shtuki possible. Any silence is possible. Says, cool, not to itemize all them. So when was he machshir? Be'eisha safik cholosh on the makidin esfeka. We know his safik. Shekinizgash imoi safik. When his mother was divorced, everyone knew about the safik. So this is what the Tanakhama is saying here. Anyone who is silent is admission. Anyone who protests is all right. But if we knew this safik chol, the only exception is a safik chol. If we knew the case of the mother, that by him being silent doesn't mean anything, because we know why he's silent. Because he doesn't know. We don't know either. So that is not an admission. But if we did not know this circumstance of his mother, and we say, you're a chol, and he's silent, that's an admission. So the Tanakhama holds that any admission, any silence, even the silence of a chol, is also an admission. In this case, it's not. In Almanas Issa, it's not, because we know why he's quiet. Okay, so that's what he's saying here.
If we say shtika koido in this, in this type of circumstance, why do we then say like Tanya now call him misabikim in him and navel misnabikim oisli? Someone starts calling you, just ignore him.
Yeah, but that's stamina. We're talking about here. This is a bezdin accusing you. You have to, this is not a guy calling you nicknames or names. No, talking about bezdin or a rav, whatever. Somebody that is doing it.
Yeah,
exactly.
So was the guy is genuinely coming to state the same.
Either for shidduch, whatever it is.
He's not swearing at him in shul.
So exactly. They call him a mamzer. If he would be a mamzer,
he'd be moided.
According to the Kama, if it's being called a mamzer because of halacha, then if he's quiet, he's a mamzer. The one kedushin we had in the first pedigree, if somebody calls somebody a mamzer, he gets doing a malchus. You know, as a label, as a name, but
so you're talking about
halacha. That's right. So when it comes, but if they call him a chol and is quiet, since in the case of Amanas Isa, we know why he's quiet because the mother, the suffix karolah, how does he know? He doesn't know if he's a chol or not. So therefore, there's no admission over there. He just doesn't know. Then it means nothing. But if we didn't know his circumstances and we call somebody accused of being a chol and he doesn't defend himself, then we'll say he is a chol. When are we machshed by silence by chol? We know the reason of his suffix. His mother's divorce is questionable. If you don't know who he is, and he heard that they're passing him, not just calling him names, they're passing him that he's a chol. The shaitzik, possible. That's what Tanakhama says. Come to long Rameh, back to Gemara. Rameh says, I disagree with you regarding cholol. I hold that every all cases, if they're silent, it's an admission. But by a chol, even a chol we don't know, silence is not an admission. These, you're right, if his silence is an admission. But even if we don't know who the family is, if we accuse someone of being a chol and he's silent, means nothing. You know why it means nothing? He doesn't really care. But he doesn't really care. It doesn't affect him. Doesn't affect him at all. So he doesn't really care. He doesn't care. Rashi, come le Rameh, Yadav Kahani, Yavo Shtoy Chol, Le Pasuf. What does Shasi? Lama Shun Da'oy, not because of admission. Shun La'ich Bisli. Why? Hoyo V'la Psuf Kolu. You're not saying I'm a mamzer that I can't marry Yiddish girl. But it doesn't really care. But Hainu De Ka'ama Kol She'en Bo Echem Mikol Elu. When he says, if you don't have one of these silences, stickers, Masiyin B'nei Yisayin. As long as they're not silent in one of these three cases, you'll let him out of the door because he's not admitting it. But by Chol, I don't care if he's silent. Why didn't he protest? Doesn't really affect him, doesn't care. Lekuna fili yad b'shtoy keilu. That's the man. Comes along, there's Rav Shimon Lozer, back to the mother. Ukaomle, Shimon Lozer, Tanakamba, that I'm Meir. Shimon Lozer, Tanakamba, Meir. Your version of Meir is incorrect. We have a different version. Ish mi aloch de machshirach Meir b'shtike. Yutaka, we heard. Meir says that silence is not an admission. Why did you know when he said it? Not by Chol, Faket. He said it by Mamzer. No, if they accused him of being a chol and he was quiet, then the Tanakhama is right that it's an admission. He would have protested if it's not so. We're talking about if we don't know who he is. We called him a mamzer, and that's what I mean. If we call him a mamzer v'shasik, proves nothing. It's not an admission. Why not? Behind the shasik, you know why he's quiet. So, but he holds mamzer kolis. Everyone knows who the mamzerim are. Everyone made sure they knew which family had mamzerim mixed in, so they keep away from them. If you call me a mamzer, I'm not from the family that everybody knows about, so why bother even engaging you or answering you? But by chol, we don't know the chalolim are. He should have protested. He didn't protest. It's an admission. Don't forget. If he accuses this guy of being a mamzer and he does protest, and chol v'shasev, but when he accuses him of being a chol, he's quiet, then posel. Then he's posel. Aye. Behind the ishtik. Why was he quiet? So, but he thought, Mistayed le mafkle mekol. He thought, you know, maybe it's better to be quiet. Because if I start screaming, they start looking more into my family, and they're going to start seeing any other surroundings in my family. If they accuse me of the chol, it's the worst thing to accuse me of being a chol. So I can't marry. Abbas Kain won't want to marry me. Okay, big deal. So he doesn't want to, if they call him mamzer, what's worse than being a mamzer? You're ostracized from the kehillah. You can't marry any Jewish girl, so he's going to fight you. Chol, he'd rather not open a can of worms.
He might be quiet because he won't
answer when he's insulted. But it's not an insult. They're accusing him as not an insult. They're accusing him, they're labeling him. You know, when you get married, this is the family that, you know, prestigious. This family is Mamzadim. This family is Chalolim. It's not, They're not trying to insult him. They're trying to work it out. Rashi. The first time a little maid based on magic magical chains of each milach. How come it? Easy on one is a koshinit must have a whole mixture of holes. I'm a kid of Sulabino, she's even so rush. I was straight cold if he's quiet. Ain't a kid of apostle, Kitana Kam. The mayor actually holds that if he's quiet by a hole, he's talk apostle on the mission. Miu, but how polar many times was he arguing the EU cold apostle, the Shasib apostle? Kitana Kam holds any silent admission. With a mayor, chol shasi good apostle, only by a chol quiet apostle, the sabbat he thinks, mistaye, it's better, I'm happy, it's enough that they didn't ostracize me from the community. The imani tzavech, if I will scream, yachrizu alai, they'll make an announcement, it won't be enough that this guy, this one family knows I'm a chol, they're all going to start talking about me a chol. The yedea psuli bibarer, then they'll all know my psulim, and who knows what else I'll uncover as well, and everyone will talk about me. And now it'll be forgotten very quickly because this guy chol is not such a bad thing. So the guy calls me chol. Okay, it'll be forgotten. Time is the best friend of everything. I will strike mamzer kosher, but by a mamzer, if he's quiet, it proves nothing. He's kosher. Why? The Haida Shasik, somebody holds, Hakul Yadin Shani mamzer. Everyone knows I'm not mamzer. The Makidin is mamzer. Everyone knows who the mamzer is. Everyone made sure they knew who the mamzer is. So this is explaining. We have two braises. One braise is saying, strike mamzer kosher. By a mamzer, if he was styling, it's kosher. By chol, if he's quiet, he's puzzle. Why? By mamzer is kosher. We'll explain right now. Is because he didn't bother. He knows. Everyone knows what mamzer is. Why should I bother? But by chol, if he's quiet, he's puzzle because he should have said something. And the reason why he didn't say something, he takes a chol. It's an admission. The tani, the shtoy chol kosher. No, that a chol, if he's quiet, he's kosher. Why is he kosher? Because he said, but what do I care? Call him what do I want? What do I care? It's an admission. Obviously, mamzer is puzzle. He should have said something. Like kasher. I'll tell you, can't leave a mayor. You should have left a mayor. Mishnah. Omer Abiyasi, Mai said there was a story, Betenoikis, a young girl, she yarda lemalis mayim mina ayin, she went to draw water from the spring. The Nensa, she was raped there. Omer Abiyechel Benuri, Rabbi Yechel came along and said, Im roiv an sheheir, masi in lekune, the roiv of the city are kosher for kune, so whoever raped her, we follow the roiv. The roiv are kosher lekune, harezu tinasi lekune, she's allowed to marry a coin. In other words, according to Rabbi Yechel Benuri, we follow the laws of roiv. Till now we said, the way we learn about, we don't care about the rape. According to Gamaliel, we just care about body. And I don't care, even the rape psulim, we believe her. According to Rabbi Yeshua, even the rape chedim, we don't believe her. Right? We don't believe her at all because of suffix. Here, Rabbi Yechonuri comes along and says, oh, but if there's a rape, all we care about is a rape. So who's he? There's a new opinion all of a sudden? That's what I was going to talk about.
So what you got? So you got, this is a, she's a pnuya.
Of course she's a pnuya, yeah.
She's a young girl.
She's been raped.
Yeah.
So the question now,
she has a baby.
Is it a baby?
A that as well. If she can marry a coin. So all that.
Is the child a halal?
Hang on. Who's the child?
She's a bus.
She's a guy. If she's a guy, you can't live with a guy.
If it was a guy, she can't live with a
coin. Coin, I mean, yeah. We need to know.
How old are we calling this Tinakis?
Tinakis, I was under 12.
I was going to say, she's old enough to have a baby.
Maybe not a baby, it doesn't matter. It's our baby, side regarding marrying anybody else. Bottom line is,
Rabbi Yechon,
no.
That's so well. Why are we worried about her?
If she could, wants to marry a coin.
That's why I used the term pnuya. In other words, what is her status as a result of having been raped? Was it a yid raped or was it a goy raped?
Exactly. And Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri comes along and says that we don't look at body, we don't look at tzavi, we look at the roiv. Where does this come from? Rashi. From a spring. Most of the people in the city are kosher, that their daughters or their widows are able to marry a kohen. Majority of people are not from those who are apostle to a kohen. Let's get formalizing. I'm going to ask that question. Who's Rabbi Yechonuri following? We learned before yesterday's Gemara. I feel the Rabbi Machshir. Who cares if the majority of people are apostles? If she says with a certainty, I know what happened and I was a kosher, trust her. And Iker Rabbi Yeshua, and Tais already has a problem with it because we said Gamaliel only because of Migri. What Migri does she have here? What could she better say better than she was raped? I did a voluntary.
Stay silent altogether.
Don't tell anybody. We'll see later. And Iker Rabbi Shua, if it's like Rabbi Shua says that you never believe her, even Reif Chayin Eslav, we never believe her because of the suffix, then I feel Rabbi Shayin Nami Puzzle. What's helped me if the Reif Chayin? Rashi. Rashi, don't command the Baal Reif Chayin. I feel Reif Sulami Machshin, Ishlei Ha'am, Ishlei Chizkosa. She has a Chazak of Kashris. Migi over here doesn't apply, but she has a Cheskas Kashris. That's a Rashi lens. Okay, let's go two more lines. We're talking about what mean? This happened out there in the marketplace of Tzipori. So there were two raves. When you have a market day, not only do the locals come and shop, you also have all the people from those neighboring villages coming into the city to shop. So you have two raves, and they're all shading. So you have two raves now. You have the local rave, and you have the rave from outside. When you have two majorities, it is so compelling that whoever raped her was a kosher person, that we believe. So Rabbi Yechiel comes with a new idea of two raves, which we'll see later. Just go Rashi. B'kreina shel tzepoidi b'yem ha'shuk. The market day, she says, v'shayor is memokim achab bo yisham. People from all over come. And we'll discuss this two-rave business one.